the coalition has announced what they're going to do in regards to asylum seekers last night. We've heard from the ALP, who said that they had 1,000 people arrive by boat in the first week that the PNG solution was announced. 300 people arrived by boat last week. Is the PNG solution working, and should we stick with it?
Well, I don't think it's working. I think the Greens have an alternative approach, which is worth considering, which if I can briefly outline. They see the first important thing is to have the refugees not really to be able to get in the hands of the people smugglers to so that they have a viable option. The first thing to do would be to increase the number of intake refugees to 30,000 instead of the Labor 20,000, to increase funding for offshore processing in the countries of origin, like Indonesia, like in Malaysia, through the UN and HCR, double the funding there so that the processing of legitimate refugees can happen before people get onto the boats.
Gordon Taylor, there's been no appetite from Indonesia or Malaysia to take on those policies in the past. Why do you think the Greens might be able to encourage them? How would you handle that negotiation?
Yeah, part of their plan is to establish an ambassador in these countries through the UNHCR who would attempt to pave the way, much the way as the government, the Malcolm Fraser government, did in the 1970s when the Vietnamese refugees were coming through. So to establish...
Would you concede, Gordon Taylor, that any strategy which stops people from getting on the boats and risking their lives is an appropriate strategy? If the PNG solution has been able to reduce by 700 the number of people who get onto boats, that has to be a good outcome if they're not risking their lives on the seas.
It's a much bigger picture than that. You know, Australia is getting a reputation through all this of being a very uncompassionate society. Part of the Greens' philosophy is definitely in this situation to demonstrate a compassion towards the most of these people who are legitimate refugees. 90% who go to the Manus Island or Nauru or wherever are actually legitimate refugees who end up in Australia anyway. So if we had onshore processing in Australia, some offshore processing in Indonesia and Malaysia, that was controlled in that way, and so these people then are not banned from entering Australia by flying in. It's all possible.
The figures that I've seen indicate that around 60% of people who come in via those methods eventually are granted refugee status. And when they take that to the court, that number goes up to about 90%. Under the coalition policy, as I understand it, they're going to remove that right to go to the legal solution, and it'll be up to one case officer in the Department of Immigration to assess those claims. How do the Greens respond to that?
Well, the first thing is... that refugee review tribunal has stated that that might be actually illegal in terms of the Australian constitution. So that's the first thing. And
well, certainly, as Scott Morrison said, there's a lot of legal challenges that they face, which is why they're not detailing all of the outcomes of that strategy.
Yeah, and if they did go down that road, the volume of cases that would still go through the courts is massive. It might be worse than the other alternative.
So what would be the best solution in the Greens' view then?
Well, as I said before, to negotiate a certain amount of processing from the countries of origin, to increase funding to those situations so that genuine refugee status can be determined, and probably to allow work permits for those that are in Australia. That's part of the Greens' plan, a more compassionate approach to genuine refugees.